Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Hello everyone, it's Chris here, and I'd just like to take a moment or two to bring up a topic that doesn't come out very much or get mentioned very much in this day and age. Although there's a vast population of visually impaired people and so on, not much is spoken about how visual impairment disability is caused, and most of you out there will have discovered that you have some rare or very common disease or condition, so to speak, and sometimes, in many cases, because it's that rare, not much is known about it, and in most cases, very little is known about it. So today, I'm going to talk to you about how my life kind of evolves and how it evolves today. So I was 19 years old when I discovered that I had a rare organ-destroying disease, which is called Ostrom syndrome. It currently affects 900 people worldwide, so although it may seem common, it is still quite a rare disease. However, it's possible that that could become a more or much more common disease in the near future. There's no cure for it. However, it can be controlled with various treatments, i.e. medication, etc. What I've done is, it's taken me 7 years to find a strategy, regime, kind of lifestyle, just so that I can function and live life as smoothly as possible. Basically, Ostrom syndrome is a genetic organ-destroying disease, and it's a very difficult disease to diagnose because not every case of Ostrom's is the same. It is a regurgitating disease, so it's basically a mutation. In other words, a mutated gene. And most cases will have some of the classic symptoms or all of them. And just to give you an idea of what they are, they range from sight loss, severe hearing loss, heart disease, diabetes, insulin resistance, weight gain, underactive thyroid problems, kidney and liver disease. A lot of people with Ostrom's endocrine system doesn't function properly, so hormone issues. And the list just goes on and on and on. But basically, another thing that happens is people have the excessive eating disorder where, you know, you just basically want to eat. And it's because the body doesn't recognize when it's had enough. So yeah, it's giving you a glimpse into what it's like. The reason why it took me so long, or 7 years, to find a strategy that would just work for myself is there's no do's, there's no don'ts, there's no rules, there's no you gotta do this or do that thing. So you're just kind of having to find a strategy that works for yourself. And I know this may sound negative, but in some cases what may work for me may not strictly work for everybody else in the same situation as myself. So yes, I was diagnosed at the age of 19. I didn't receive the official diagnosis until November 2003. And although it was such an extreme shock, it just took me a long time to come to terms and decide what I was going to do. You know, I had a choice. I could make the most of the quality of life that I got left, or I could just wallow in self-pity and not do anything. So I decided, well, I got things I want to do, so I'm gonna try and make the most of what I have, and it's taken me all this time. I think the hardest bit was just trying to find a controlled diet that would work for myself. And yeah, it's just taken a very, very long time just trying to find things that I can eat and drink and various other things. And my attitude around disability is I don't really see my condition as a disability. I just see it as a part of life, and I'm kind of a part of it, if you will. And as far as doing things go, although I have a disability, although I have sight loss and hearing loss, I don't really let it get in the way of what I want to do. I mean, you can't, you know, if you want to do stuff, just because you're visually impaired, just because you're registered deaf blind or you're registered blind or you're totally blind or whatever, it does not mean you cannot do them desires or achieve them goals that you want to go out there and do. I mean, even if it's something like ice skating, for instance, or something that you've never even done but you'd like to try it, then the way I look at it is there will be a way around doing it. It's not impossible. So that's how I kind of go around doing things. I get a lot out of doing the things that I do, and for any one of you who currently follow me on Audio Boo, you will know that I spend a lot of time constructing artwork in the form of pottery and making my own music and much more besides that. Well, that's just a small number of things that I do. Since the summer of 2006, I have been getting direct payments and as many and as much as I would like to get a guide dog, it didn't pan out. It's just as simple as that. I tried absolutely everything that I knew possible and it just didn't work out. So that's my story. Like everyone, I have good days and bad days, and I just deal with it.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.